Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Judith. TRIANTOS 1180, metal mark, METALMARK, way, Chico, California, 95973, phone 415-305-9435, ID is XXXXX3499, date of birth 4/29/1954, 68-year-old, retired, divorced woman, insurance is United Healthcare. Her pharmacy is CVS 530-896-5404. Is addressed to Ken Gillen, GILLENPAC. Paradise Medical Group, 6460 Pence Road, Suite A, Paradise, California, 95969-3673, 530-872-6650, 530-877-2196. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation for a history of left upper extremity below the level of the elbow, right upper extremity paresthesias of the hands and wrists, subparagraph. Recent history of imaging studies of the cervical and thoracic spine with accidental injury, fall at the imaging center, reportedly striking the handlebars of the gurney with body parts, new paragraph. Previous findings of degenerative cervical disease with spinal stenosis. C5-6, possible myelopathy, subparagraph, severe neuroforaminal stenosis, right, moderate left C6-7, moderate left neuroforaminal stenosis C4-5, severe neuroforaminal stenosis, right greater than left C5-6. new paragraph, current complaints of instability with left knee pain. New paragraph, recent concern about possible accident-related stroke. Subparagraph, brain MRI suggested. Dear Ken Gill and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Judith. Triantos for neurological evaluation, new paragraph, as you may remember, she was referred and is currently under the care of Dr. Kim at UC Davis, subparagraph. When last seen, she underwent neurological examination and evaluation with the professorial neurologist at UC Davis, subparagraph. Electrodiagnostic testing was planned and scheduled in 1 to 2 weeks. New paragraph, up here she was referred to my office for evaluation and possible upper extremity electrodiagnostic studies. New paragraph, her examination today shows that she has motor dysmetria in her left and right hands on movement, but no tremor. New paragraph, otherwise she appears not to have stiffness. New paragraph, her motor examination is otherwise preserved. New paragraph, she has pain and instability to her left knee that may have been injured. New paragraph, her deep tendon reflexes are exuberantly brisk at the patellar but without clonus. New paragraph, no other pathological or primitive reflexes are identified. New paragraph, cranial nerve function is preserved and without deficits. New paragraph, ambulation is also preserved. New paragraph, in consideration of this history and presentation, we are going to complete the requested upper extremity bilateral nerve conduction EMG studies, for which we will transmit the final report to Dr. Kim and his colleagues at UC Davis for their benefit in consideration for any further testing they may request. New paragraph. I reviewed the imaging studies with her today, expressing my concern, parenthesis, as well as the concern expressed by Dr. Kim, in parenthesis, regarding her cervical spinal stenosis. New paragraph. The thoracic spinal imaging shows disc degeneration with cord impingement at two levels. Subparagraph, she gives a clinical history of a band-like distribution around her chest with nocturnal there meets phenomenon, which would suggest that the spinal stenosis there is mechanically significant. New paragraph, today she can easily flex and bend and rotate her head, although there is restriction bilaterally on head rotation, however, without any there meets phenomenon. New paragraph, we reviewed her clinical symptoms, the importance of the findings, the need for continued intervention and consideration of therapeutic surgery. New paragraph, I will send a follow-up report after I complete her testing, and then sign respectfully with my professional signature.